Arizona, a party of three men and a lone woman are groping their way through the blistering heat. All around them are bare, rocky hills, and nothing else as far as the eye can see.
Hello, Jeff. Once I saw a man dying in the desert. It was swollen like a balloon, and his face was kind of blue.
I knew the desert would be hot in the middle of summer, but I didn't think it would be as bad as all this.
Give us a drink of water, Jeff.
Not on your life. We're going to need the precious little we've got before we're through.
Look at Betty. She's almost gone in.
I'm all right.
Good girl, Betty. We never dropped up in hopes to get up a trail of it and have to.
Oh, yeah. I know we're lost right now.
Shut up for that kind of talk, Pete. You're acting just like an old woman.
Maybe Pete's right, sir. You know that we...
So you're starting in with him, are you?
But your heart wasn't ringing.
No, it's not around listening to reason. But it's a little too late for that. If it wasn't done so much looking to you, he wouldn't be out here looking for a phantom mine that probably doesn't even exist. That's some wild story your grandfather told you. Yeah, I'll listen to reason, okay?
I just murdered a mine up there, and a rich one. I know it.
Well, we're not out here now, and I'm not going to give up looking for the Black Crow mine until I've crawled over early into this desert.
Well, look at our guide, way up ahead there. Don't tell me he knows where he's going.
He's been zigzagging and stumbling to the last...
An old man, remember. But he knows this desert. Practically lived on it all his life, they told us.
Well, why did he wander off like that? Why didn't he stay close by? Well, maybe we shouldn't have kept on after the burrow broke its leg.
Well, I heard him muttering to himself and sort of cackling.
What's the matter? He's been alone most of his life, I reckon. Look, you two. Save your breath, keep your mouth shut, and you won't get the thing.
Okay, but it seems to me like we're going around in circles.
If we find that mine of Betty's granddad, we'll be going in the bus circle. Now, come on, let's move faster. Maybe you're lagging behind the guard instead of him running off of us.
Can't we stop in there?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, there's our guy over yonder someplace. Hey, look. Turn this hat. Look. Two or three steps of them. Why? Those are our footprints. We've been going in circles. Why not move this guy there, but I'll get him. Fargo! Hey, Fargo! Where are you?
Hello, I never did see that fellow. He had a wild gleam in his eye.
Yeah, I noticed it, but I put it down to flesh and gold dust. A lot of folks get that gleam.
Here he comes, behind that big rock.
Oh, Jeff, couldn't you have found somebody who would...
He's the only one in these parts who knows the country. Fargo! Come here!
I... Mouth out of your...
Got him. How he's supposed to do.
Listen, Fargo.
I don't know what your game is, but you're not playing square with it. We paid you to show us where the Black Crow mine is. Now you're leading us around in circles.
I done what it says.
Oh, what do you mean?
This is it.
But the mine. Where's the mine?
Off there someplace.
What?
Did you hear what he said, Jeff? He doesn't know any more about that mine than we do.
Why, you crazy old piece. Let me handle this. Look, Fargo. I gave you $100 to take us to the Black Crow. Are you going to take us there?
I said I'd show you where it is. Hey, it's up there.
Why, you dirty cheat. Just let me get my hands on you.
Have you done?
Oh, you haven't got a gun.
Take it easy. Now, here, Fargo. It's $50 more. Now, will you take it the rest of the way?
All the money she got can't make me budge another step.
But why?
There's something awful terrible about the Black Crow.
Did you hear that, Jeff?
What about the Black Crow?
The Fargo, what's terrible about it? Here's $25 just to tell us about this.
No. Keep your money. I don't want it. I don't want it.
You come back here. Stop, stop him. We never could find our way back to Felipe.
Oh, no.
Let's go get him. Fargo.
Betty, stay here. Please, you're running.
Poor old man. Mine is gone.
If we can catch him, we'll be gone.
Hurry, stop him.
Don't you hurt me. Don't you go ahead of me.
We aren't going to hurt you. You shouldn't run.
A long way from water is... Come on, now, Fargo. Let's get this over with.
I'll get your hands off.
But, Dad, he's got a knife.
Fargo, put that up. Grab his arm, Pete. Get that knife away from him.
He's like a wildcat.
Drop it, Fargo. You'll cut yourself. We're sure.
Drop that knife. Let go of it.
Hang on to that hand of your feet.
Quit trying. He's making a
little...
Hold him down. Let your feet hold him.
He's dead.
Here's the knife.
Let me sell it. Got it. Right in the chest.
Sullivan. Bill Sullivan.
He's dead. I didn't mean to do it. For the next time, I know. Devil. Maybe it's better this way.
What do we do? I'm going to find a way out of this desert.
Never mind that now. I've got to give the old man a decent burial. Can't wait him out here for the buzzards. Turn back towards Felipe while there's still a chance of tracking our old footprint.
I got a hunch we're pretty near the mine. And so far, we'll never get this close to it again.
Only we are close to it. I can't help thinking about the old truck.
You can't think about that now, Pete. It wasn't your fault.
Well, if we turn back after that burrow broke its leg, how are we going to carry any goldine that we do find?
Our job is to mark the mine, find out if it's got gold in it, and then come back with plenty of equipment.
Did you find out any more in Felipe about this mine and you got from old Sado?
Not much.
I didn't know any more than what Grandpa told me when I was a little girl.
How come they call it the Back Crow?
Well, from what I gathered, about 25 years ago, there was a prospector in Felipe called Jim Brannan. Well, one day he came into town with chunks of the richest gold I ever seen in his part. And after where he found it, he wouldn't tell. But he did tell how he found it.
Yeah, go on.
Well, he said he was walking out on the desert when a big black crow flew over his head and motioned him to follow him.
Well, it sounds like a fairy story to me.
Brannan said he followed the crow and they finally came to this very rich mine. Brannan had a very bad reputation for being a liar and nobody believed him.
Well, did he bring back any more gold?
No. The next time he went to the mine, he never came back.
Never came back?
No. And a lot more people who went looking for the black crow never came back.
You knew all that, but you let me bring Betty out here.
She was determined to go. Besides, I thought a lot of that story might just be her.
Well, maybe they could have wear their eye out for a crow.
Hey, what's going on with that? What?
What's the... Oh, Tim Cam.
Yeah, way out here in the desert. Been there for years. Got the rust of the pieces. Come on.
Hey. Hey, look what's in it. Gold off.
Get off.
Go.
Let me have a look. Golly, it is.
That's
gold.
What do you suppose it's...
That's the richest ore I've ever seen.
Put some of it in my hands, Jeff. Let me hold some of it. Something made me kick that cam. If I hadn't, we'd never have found
it. Mine must be nearby then. The hunt was right there.
Wait. There's a scrap of paper in the bottom of the can, all brown and dry. It must be an old claim or something.
Let's take a look.
Writing's almost faded very well.
Can't make out some of the words, but it says... Dear partner, if you look in that crow, find this, you are very lucky.
I guess it is. I don't know.
Go back. If this is worse. This is practically impossible.
Let me try. This big rock. No. That's all I can make out.
That must be the big rock. You know that over there?
Yeah. And that's where the mine is, or I miss my guess.
Come on, talk about luck.
Something funny about this. Maybe we aren't near the mine at all.
What do you mean?
Didn't the notes say that? But look at this handful of soil I just picked up. There isn't anything like that ore was back in the tin can. It's highly different.
Well, we're not even look behind that rock. Yeah. But the note said to go back. If the mine doesn't work, and then the old dragon faded out. I wonder...
Oh, here's the rock. Hey, look at that crow.
Look over there.
Human skeleton.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Look at those skulls.
I can't
stand it. That's what we punk them to the grocery. They didn't die a natural death.
Somebody killed them and...
Just get out of here.
Yeah, come on. Those bones. They were 16 flat. Those people. so easy.
You kept hitting us, sir. Dad never told me what could have happened. Just about the same time.
There's a lot of gold up around here someplace waiting for someone.
Yeah, gold doesn't seem very important to me right now.
Over yonder where those red hills are rising out of the sand. I guess that's where the gold ore came from. Let's make for that direction. Yes, look. Looks like running across that drive.
No.
It's kicking up a lot of dust.
Yeah.
I bring you into focus with the two of them. Two officers.
One of the coyotes.
One of them is a coyote, but the other.
Good Lord.
What is it?
It can't be. It's not out here.
What is it?
Let's see the glass. Don't bother me. And whatever it is, it's like an ace. A giant ace. A great thriller. Running on all fours after the coyote.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's roared up. He's running upright like a man. Standing alone in the most amazing leap. I practically caught up with the coyote. He got him. Curved him in his tail.
That's happy at eight. Out here, that's better after all.
Look at that. Look at this one piece of his paw. What the heck?
Now, take a look at that. Here.
Chuck, what is it?
I don't know. Where is that? Good God. Can't be that. He's tearing the coyote to pieces. Tearing it apart like it was made out of paper. Oh,
hey, what is it?
He's lapping with blood.
Power down there. And the man who crawled up north. Now we know how those bones just got neatly back there in the sand.
Now that we know the truth, what are we going to do?
Oh, just let's go back, please. We haven't got a chance to find that money.
Oh, I'm going on. We've got a gun and a few supplies, but we're careful nothing will happen. Besides, it might be months before we come back, and besides, someone else might beat us to it.
That's all right.
I'll go alone if necessary.
Well, I'm with you, Jeff.
Ready?
Here we are.
Good rules to follow in maintaining the finish in your car. First, clean it thoroughly. Second, apply Simonize. Third, keep your car clean. Step number one means cleaning with Simonize cleaner, the only thing made especially to prepare the surface for Simonize. And now Simonize cleaner comes in both paste and with liquid form. Choose the one you prefer. The liquid Simonize cleaner is a new development, vastly better than any liquid that you've ever seen. Second, after cleaning with Simonize cleaner, apply Simonize for protection. A single application lasts a long time, but many motorists find it pays to apply Simonize frequently because this gives extra protection, helps build up more and more beauty. Now for rule number three, keeping your car clean. It's easy after you've Simonized. Washing is seldom necessary. Dust and dirt wipe right off with a damp cloth without scratching, and the finish comes up bright as ever. Start now using the world-renowned Simonize way to save automobile finishes and maintain beauty. And now back again to Hermit's Cave.
On to the desert. Good, yes. Pete and Betty. Glancing fearfully from time to time over their shoulders. Listen.
Yes, this is the sweetest trap I've ever seen in my life. Just look at those bare, rocky hills around us.
Well, it's kind of pretty if you can keep your mind off that horrible creature we saw back there.
Well, we haven't got much more to go. A quick look around and we'll head back.
That is, unless we can find the mine.
Okay, what do we do? Pete, you take the left wall of the canyon and go towards that saddle.
Okay.
Betty, you and I will do the same on the right side. We'll meet right over in there.
Oh, Jeff, don't you think we ought to stay together?
No. We'll never be far apart, just a few rocks and a key between us. We've been loving each other. Besides, this will save a lot of time. We can't hold out much longer, you know.
All right, you think so, but...
Okay, yeah, sure, fine. Let's get going, then. Now, don't forget, Pete. Keep talking to us.
Yeah, sure.
And be careful.
I'll help you.
Come on, Betty. You follow me.
Together,
again. I'm afraid. As long as I have my rifle here, nothing is going to happen to us.
But sometimes Pete gets awfully reckless.
Forget about Pete and keep your eyes open. Oh, I hate this late afternoon quiet. It's just on my nerves.
Yeah. What is it, Pete? What are you going to do? I found him. Don't
move. Go. He's no good.
Pete, stay where you are.
Keep shouting so we can find you.
Over here. Under the glass of rock. Can you see it?
Yes. But keep shouting. Bushes are thick in here.
Come on, Eddie.
You suppose we found the mine?
The place for gold, anyway. It's about time we were having some luck.
Yes, sir. Here. Yes, look. Huh? Over that ledge.
The monster.
It's sick, Daddy. I knew it. Oh, it's horrible.
Be right over. He's crouching.
Look out!
Keep yelling, buddy. Try to attract the monster's attention. I'll pop him off before he can
move. Mm-hmm. He's the monster! He's not attacking! Oh, mercy,
I haven't seen him. Too late. He's gone. Can you see them?
Oh, before it kills me.
Stay behind me.
Pete! 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 What is that?
There's no answer. The monster may have knocked Pete out and is laying in wait for us.
No. There's a clearing right under the ledge. There's no sign of anything like him.
There's Pete half. Must have been standing right here.
There's blood. Oh,
Jim. They beat up and carried him off.
Oh, we should have turned
back. Don't talk about that now. We've got to find which way they went.
There's the gold spilling out of that old rotten trap.
Yeah, probably some other poor devil got hurt while lugging it from the mine.
There, Pat, look.
He's still alive. Come on, we've got to save him. Going over these rocks.
There's
blood on the rock.
Probably
Oh. Just a slight wound. Makes it possible for us to turn it.
Look for him. Human. Except it isn't worth it. Human. I'm here to explain. I'm sorry. There's a pretty little bit of that time.
Don't think things like that. They must be just ahead. Pearling against the sheer wall.
The cave up there.
Monster's lair. Take
me to him, he's stressing me out of my mind. If only he were a bear, it was something natural. What could it be? What could it be?
I don't know.
I remember a story Grandpa told me when I was a little girl. A story about a weird, misshapen town that came to the wife of a rancher. He took her out into the desert and left her to die. The story goes that it didn't die. It was supposed to be 2 years later. And nobody believed the yarn, really.
Here we are. Betty, you'd better stay out here.
No. I don't want to come with you. I'm afraid to stay alone.
All right. Let's go. You've got the flashlight?
Yeah.
You hold the light in front of me, and I'll walk ahead with a gun.
Cold.
Yeah, cold.
Yes, I've got a terrible feeling. speak to you about the strength of some foul-headed beast.
Wait. I thought I heard something.
I
have to follow those horrible sounds. Come on. Hold on to my hand. Hope there are no pits to fall into.
Put your head to the right.
Yeah. I can make out the walls of the cabin.
Here's what we're coming from.
Help me pull this goose from
the
castle.
That water. The best is good. This thing I'm going to do. Thank you.
Drink some blood. Stay right ahead.
And I can't get it there, see? He's up here, up there. Hmm. Hang on, Pete. You saved me. Look at that horrid thing. Oh,
there's a dragon, too. Ugly devil. Breaking every bone in his body. Kill him. Stop it.
Never do it. It's me. It's me. Oh, I
You can't. Good work.
Very well. Are you all right?
I'm so sorry.
Just one. Exactly a wild animal. Oh, I swear he might be. God, I think he is a human.
Substitute for Simonize and Simonize Cleaner. The fact is, there's nothing like genuine Simonize and Simonize Cleaner, or anything that even compares with them, for making and keeping cars beautiful. Once you see what they can do for your car, you'll agree it's a waste of time and money to bother with anything else. You can buy genuine Simonize and Simonize Cleaner everywhere, at hardware, drug, grocery, paint, and auto supply stores, filling stations, auto laundries, and garages. Be wise. With conditions as they are, you can't afford anything but the best for your car. And in the cost of Simonize and Simonize Cleaner, the best doesn't cost you any more. So help stop waste. Be wise and Simonize.
The hermit has more stories. Listen in again next week for my hound howling. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.